When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hello, family. This is Loki, the naughtiest little elf in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And if you thought I was mischievous, wait till you hear the cheeky antics my friends Levins and Angus get up to in another episode of Hey Fam.
Hey Angus.
Hey Levins.
What's going on?
Fucking sore back.
Yeah, welcome to the club. What I mean, mine's great. At the
I just woke up and it was fucked. Well, it's like I can't work out if it's my shoulders, neck, my pussy, or my crack.
Yeah, no, I can find out for you.
It's either my shoulders or my neck. But I have to like this dumbass pink spiky ball.
Do you think it's like from, have you, I know that you're.
I think it's because I don't wake up at 3:30 to work out.
I was about to say,
to
I know you're a subscriber. No, yeah. I think it is because you're waking up at 3:30 and training. Yeah, unfortunately, Mark hasn't featured you in any of his recent Instagram reels.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
To get if you want to see some embarrassing me shit, go on. I think it's like either tagged videos. My local F45 constantly puts me in their videos.
Really?
Their videos.
Why
reels.
Aren't you sharing these, brother?
I share them sometimes.
Why aren't you sharing that shit?
But like you know, you want to see videos of me on like on a treadmill, just puffed out, like
just getting
red
yelled
face.
At and shit.
No, there's no yelling at mine.
Oh. You know, I don't want to know about it. I want Mark Wahlberg. Like I want someone basically kind of like alphaing you.
There's like
it's crazy that how like he is such a genius. So we're talking about these recent videos that Mark Wahlberg's been uploading. I guess Municipal needs to make some money because he's like uploading these quite regularly. It's him at his 3 a.m. gym sessions with the boys.
He hasn't like honestly the extent like the number of 3 second long reels where he says stay prayed up while at a church or near a crucifix.
If you add them all together.
They're not coming. The regularity has dwindled.
It's dropped. Yeah. And
I'm talking like one a month.
We're not at all suggesting that his faith is dwindling. I just think he's like probably been told by some of his other business partners, which if you watch Wall Street, you would know he has his fingers in many pies. I mean, like, God's doing great
stats.
Business.
If you want to see one of his videos that gets 20 million, it's a 3 second clip of him
go
saying
stay prayed
up.
And if you want to see one that gets 40 million, it's 3 second one of him saying prayed up and drawing like a cross on his head in black chalk.
For the Ash Wednesday challenge.
Yeah. But these new ones are just like, he's such a genius because it's him in the gym. He looks great. And he looks great because everyone else in the video is like at least 20 years his senior and
it's
not
bizarre.
Fit.
He's like dragging this like poor, like elderly black man.
It's like one of his old boys. He's in all of Wall Street.
Okay, right.
He
but
might
he's just
be like the original.
No more, Mark. Like,
and he's pleading he's like with him. Sweating, dying. He looks like he's on the verge of heart failure. And Mark's like just flexing in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absurd.
And like, yeah, it's like
it feels
these...
like the true. If you really want more films like Pain and Gain, and you're like sad that you know a sequel won't happen, you just need to go to Mark Wahlberg's recent reels because he's essentially the same character. He's like this tasteless, you know, dummy fitness guy.
But it's just so funny to watch this like 90-second reel that ends with like this old man on the floor crying, saying,
"And then
no
like
more,
buy our clothes
no
now."
And then the comment is like, "Damn. Mark's still cute as fuck."
It's insane. Yeah. I love it, man. You know, salute to a huge king.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he gets sore back sometimes or no?
I think
built different.
No, I think he gets sore backs.
I've been trying because
trying to get a sore back.
Yeah, I've got mission successful. I've been trying to. I was like thinking about things to get you for Christmas, and I was like, why don't
well,
I
that's
get
it there?
Get a photo of Mark's just back. That back does not
just
look
a
sore.
Bird eye view.
His back. Oh, there's our guy fucking suffering through it. I wanted to get you a bottle of. Of
Mark's
his tequila.
Tequila, yeah, yeah.
And the only way to get his tequila is to pay fucking. You know, like there's like. was it like StockX where you buy like sneakers on a rip from resellers for like way more. There's the equivalent of that for alcohol.
Oh.
And it's like, yeah, if you want to spend $600 on a so bottle expensive? Of Mark Wahlberg's tequila in Australia, you can.
That's insane.
That seems so. I don't love you that much. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I wouldn't. I would feel guilty drinking it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like that.
However, having said that, if you are a millionaire and listen to this and you want to get the Hey Fam Boys a Christmas present, send over some.
What's it called? Like Flesher
Azul.
Yeah.
Actually, it's good. I'm wearing the official Wahlburgers cap at the moment.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
It's such a sick hat.
Fit check. Angus is wearing a Wahlburgers cap with a faded Leonardo DiCaprio like hood street shirt.
Yeah.
Which should be airbrushed, but it's just been made on someone's computer.
Yeah.
Fake hood.
But
what's going on in the shorts department?
Just some Adidas shorts, and you've got some black shorts and the Young Thug tie-dye.
Yep. Classic.
So free Thugger, free YSL.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny shoes that I've just been wearing every single day now.
Comfy as hell.
They're the comfiest shoes ever made.
I hope that he keeps releasing them for
you. I need to rebuy the black ones, I think, because he made brown ones.
Yeah.
I'm not a brownsman.
Well, they look like you trod in shit. You know, they look like you own white ones.
Yeah.
And you've trod in
shit. It's because he's kind of going for like a cowboy theme for that latest album.
How is that album?
Love it. That doesn't have the staying power of the last album.
A lot of songs, which kind of is whatever. I mean,
that last album had even more songs. So.
It's insane now. I get like scared of track lists by like hip hop artists.
What about scared of track lists from like relatively low number of songs, but word count remixes in the tracks?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the 30s.
Andre.
Also not a hip hop album.
Not a hip hop album.
Andre 3000, half of Outkast, one of 50%. My favorite rap groups of all time, released his first album, I guess, since...
First debut album.
Yeah, his first solo debut album, but also his first like actual release since... Was it the Idlewild soundtrack? Is it the last Outkast album?
I mean, he's featured on stuff. You know, he's been like on a Travis Scott song. He was on like Solo Reprise by Frank Ocean. And he was actually on Kanye track Lost, The Life of the Party.
So people were speculating that like maybe the reason that he's just given up rap forever is because of the mess that happened with that song.
I doubt that.
He wrote an amazing verse about his mother for Kanye's album that was about his mother. But then Kanye turned the song that Andre featured on into a Drake diss.
That's not true.
And then took Andre's...
None of that's true.
It is.
No, it's a leaked version that was the Drake diss. The original, the released version that came out is like a verse about his mother.
Right, okay, sure. But he didn't even include Andre's verse because it had a swear word on it. And Kanye was like, no swearing on my album.
No, none of that's true. The single has swearing on it. It's uncensored. And it's
and Andre's
verses
on it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andre's on both versions.
All of this is fake.
Yeah, none of this is real.
Yeah, man. I just got to stop believing everything I read on Twitter.
Yeah, none of that is real.
People are like full on like, this is like the... This is why he made a flute album.
It's absolutely not. And none of what you said
Where can
is
I
real.
Find the Kanye Andre song?
It's called Life of the Party. It's a single. Yeah. It's uncensored.
What's it on? Life of the Party. There you go. Well, here it is. I'm going to play it on my one too.
Yeah, and the Drake thing was the thing that leaked.
Is it the same verse though? That maybe it's a different verse.
No, it's the same verse. Has swearing. It's about his mother. It's about going to heaven and seeing his mom.
Where's the little E? If there's a swearing on
he
this?
Only says like fuck once or something.
That's there. Like that's not enough to get the E on there.
No, there's an E there. You're listening to that.
Oh wow, you've got the clean version. Yeah, there you go.
Dude, you're a fucking for an Andre 3000 fan. You took some big L's just then.
I'm an Andre 3000 fan from like the early stuff. Like even though like he still puts out like a verse once every year, I don't really give a shit.
Oh, not even a year, is it? It's like every 3
there was
years.
There was a run where like he was appearing on like heaps.
What else was he on recently?
Throw Some D's remix, killer Andre verse.
Yeah.
Walk It Out remix, one of the best. But
I'm glad he's a flute man. I think it's awesome.
So yeah, there's been videos it's of so him like sick. Appearing around the world with a bunch of different big flutes. And like, you know, you hear Andre's putting out a flute album, you immediately think, oh yeah, one of those, you know, silver steel flutes.
We're talking it looks like a lightsaber hilt, doesn't
they're
it?
Bonkers.
Like, it looks like something that like a Sith Lord would have, maybe, or a Jedi, just like a double-edged lightsaber hilt.
And he's been traveling the world collecting different flutes.
So sick.
He put out an album. It's like an hour and 5 minutes long today.
Eight tracks,
and like
hour 30.
The first track name is like,
I swear I really want to make a rap album.
Yeah, I wanted to make a rap album, but
this is literally the way the wind blew me this time.
Yeah.
Next track is the pussy. Slang word pussy rolls off the tongue far better with far better ease than the proper word vagina. Do you agree? And then, and I think this track name is kind of reason why this album exists. The night I, in Hawaii, when I turned into a panther and started making these low register purring tones that I couldn't control, shit was wild. It's from an ayahuasca trip, apparently. And I think that's why this record probably exists. Blood is in his ayahuasca face.
Yeah.
Another one is Bipolar Disorder's Daughter Wears 3000 Button Down Embroidered.
Is that about Kanye?
Maybe. Yeah. 93 Till Infinity and Beyonce. Gandhi, Dalai Lama,
Gandhi.
Your Lord Savior, JC, Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and John Wayne Gacy. Ants to you, gods to who, dreams once buried beneath the dungeon floor slowly sprout. You know what they all sound like? King Gizzard record titles.
Well, and then I've listened to the album.
Same here. Yeah.
It sounds like a 20-year-old RPG soundtrack that people love.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's bizarre, and I love that it exists.
I think it's amazing that I'm so glad that this is exactly what he should be doing.
I think it's so funny that
it feels far more honest.
There's a bunch of people that only listen to new rap singles that are forcing themselves to listen to this today. And
there's
going to
be so many
much.
White guys on YouTube doing
which is very different to white guys on a podcast.
No, but track by track breakdowns, of course, live reactions. No, I think it's great. It's exactly what he should be doing right now. It feels honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what? I'm going to send you this track so you can take it.
So I can stop being a fake Andre 3000 fan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'd rather be a fake Andre fan than a real Kanye fan.
Hey, man.
That's the only reason you know all these things. It's not because you like Andre through
Kanye.
No,
I like Andre.
Osmosis.
I like Andre Osmosis. Fine, but you were just spouting some fake hate. Sounds like you're from the mainstream media.
What? Someone was talking about it.
Yeah, I know, man.
No one corrected it. You need to get on the internet and correct these
guys. I don't
do
that shit, dude. Not my job. Learn to critically analyze things.
Well, I thought it wasn't on TikTok, so I thought it was real.
Nah, everything is, nothing's real, brother. Just this podcast.
It's true. I saw the latest movie in the YRF.
Oh, yeah. Big franchise.
Universe.
What does it stand for?
Yash Raj.
Something, yeah.
That's his name.
It's
Yash Raj
studio,
Films.
Right?
Is that it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So of course we're talking about the Quintology. Quintology of movies that started with Ek the Tiger. The first Tiger
first
movie.
First Tiger, yeah.
Then
then Tiger 2.
The second Tiger 2. Then we had War. And
Pathaan.
Then of course Pathaan, which blew the roof off us this year.
Yep.
And Tiger 3.
One of the great cinematic experiences of 2023.
I bring this up early in our podcast journey today because I feel like, you know, like last year having extreme burnout from the MCU, watching a super mid movie that's not the worst MCU movie, but it just really, really was a slog to get through. And I hate that I have feelings about it.
Which one?
Yeah, this is amazing. The Marvels?
Oh, I thought you said last year.
No, last week.
Last week. I think you said last year.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
it felt like last
I'm
year.
I'm like, that sounds like every movie.
You know what? Like the ultimate game would be like, it was like, it's really exciting to think that next year there are 5 superhero movies.
Yeah, they're all
out.
Sony Spider-Man.
Three
ones.
Of them are Sony ones. So, the next year we've got,
I'm the Vince McMahon.
Is Craven first?
I think so, yeah. I saw posters for it when I went to a movie this week in the cinema. So I was like, it's getting closer.
Craven.
With Russell Crowe.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
With Madame Web, which Madame Web is coming out next.
We're going to do a trailer breakdown.
Don't worry. Going through it. We're going to talk about where Angus's mom has been. Venom 3. And then there's also Deadpool 3.
Deadpool 3.
I'll tell you which 3 I'm looking more forward to.
Venom 3, baby.
Yeah.
Eddie. Which one's got Eddie? You know what? Chances are Deadpool will as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Deadpool 3 could actually end up being the movie that saves this goddamn genre.
And then, of course, the movie that actually will, for you anyway, Joker.
Joker Le Foyer Du.
Yeah.
Yeah, cannot wait. That movie, you know, that is like, that's going to be an insane movie. You already know it. It's like a musical with Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lock yeah. Even if it's going to suck, it's going to be a fun suck.
It's going to be insane. I'm so excited.
But here's the challenge. So it was quite easy to name the 5 coming out next year.
Yeah.
Name every superhero movie that came out this year.
Name every what?
Superhero movie that came out this year.
The Flash.
Okay, one.
No, Black Adam was last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah,
let's start with DC.
I think it was just The Flash, wasn't it?
Shazam Fury of the Gods.
Oh, Shazam Fury of the Gods. I think that's it. Oh, Blue Beetle.
And Blue Beetle.
Because they're in verse.
And then we're still getting Aquaman. So that's 4 movies from DC.
Apparently, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, I believe it's called.
Before they don't
Very
put out any besides Joker.
Super non-generic title. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And now the Marvel ones.
Yep.
Just Quantumania.
Yep.
And the Marvels. And? That was it, wasn't it?
No.
This is so funny. Oh, Guardians 3.
Guardians 3. Guardians, a pretty good
Volume
one.
3, a good yeah. one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow.
And then from Sony.
Sony this year we had... Just the one. Did we have one?
Yeah.
Morbius?
No.
Oh, Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, like that's on its own class. Sure. It's so funny. Yeah,
it's beyond superhero movies.
Yeah, that's just like really great filmmaking. But yeah, man. I love the Sony Spider-Verse right now, I think. It just reminds me of like... Because I'm reading that... I've almost finished that Marvel book.
Yep.
And these movies remind me of all the movies that they're talking about in the early 90s to early noughties where like... they would kind of get half of the rights to an arc of something and just be like, yeah, let's make this movie, but let's not reference any of the people that we can't reference half of the characters. Yeah. We're not allowed to feature the outfits and no one has superpowers.
Well, I mean, like on that note, you know who one of the cast members for Deadpool 3 is, right? Jennifer Garner is Elektra.
Yes, that's right.
But like, I don't know anyone that's seen that movie.
Ben Affleck. No, his eyes were closed. He was playing Matt Murdock. He couldn't see shit. These Kraven trailer and like the Madam Web trailer, which again, we're so excited to talk about. They do remind me of Daredevil and like the early X-Men movies where they're like, yeah, we can't really talk about like the reason why these characters exist or like the connective tissue of these characters, which in this case is Peter Parker, like Spider-Man. And they're just like making insane movies like Venom.
Do you know who Adam Scott plays in the Madam Web movie?
Ben Parker, apparently.
So this movie is going to be about like making
sure... It's Terminator-esque, I've heard.
Yeah. Making sure that Peter Parker gets born.
But Ben Parker's his uncle, right? So is he going to be like, go fuck your wife or something to like his brother?
Yeah, totally.
It's just insane.
Or go fuck my brother to
I've heard
wife.
It's got like a Terminator-esque thing, where it's like some... whatever Madam Web is.
It's so funny that Adam Scott is that
it's
role.
Insane, man. This thing is bonkers. But like, I love that Venom, a character that solely exists without, cannot like, you know, his origin, etc., is like the result of Spider-Man / Peter Parker. We have a Venom, a cinematic Venom who has none of that. And like his design, i.e. like, looking like basically a buff, ripped Mark Wahlberg Spider-Man makes zero sense in this unit. Like,
totally.
What's that alien goose point of reference?
And like, Venom is about to, that Venom is about to have as many movies as Iron Man
That's
does.
Awesome. That's so sick. That's so fucking cool.
It's so funny.
Dude, the first Venom movie is amazing.
The second one sucked shit, though.
Yeah, the second one sucked shit. But the
and
first
it sucks because
is...
it was our boy Andy Serkis on the behind the camera. Hey,
get in front of the camera. He's so good at it. I don't know why he's getting behind it.
You know what,
first.
Actually, I watched... I filled a little gap in my resume yesterday.
Wow. Good, I'm going over it.
Went and hung out with my dad, who's out of hospital.
Yeah.
Things are going great for the guy.
Well, he's in the gym. I saw him on a Mark Wahlberg reel yesterday. Seems to be doing really well.
But I was like, I'm like, oh, while you're recovering, I'll come watch movies with you each week.
That's awesome. Oh, can I get fucking involved with that?
Well, wait till you hear the way he watches movies first.
Oh.
We watched The Concierge.
No,
we didn't. Fuck The Prestige.
I was like, The Concierge?
Isn't that the Michael J. Fox movie?
Where it is too.
That's so funny. Fuck.
Well,
the Prestige, one of the few Nolan movies I haven't seen. I haven't seen that in Insomnia.
You haven't seen Prestige?
No, I hadn't. We've been through this. Yeah.
No, I knew about Insomnia, but I didn't know about Prestige.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it before.
Fuck me.
This is how my dad watches
Circus.
Movies. I'm just gonna buy him a television.
Wait, what's he doing?
So he has like the last person to buy him a TV was me, but I was like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was before smart TVs were around, and it's quite small. It's like a 40 incher.
Yeah. So Chris Nolan's already crying.
Yeah. So it doesn't have smart TV shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get a dongle to enable that anyway.
Yeah.
So what he does is he like downloads movies using the Netflix app.
Yeah.
And then connects his phone with a cable to his television.
Oh my God.
And then hits play. And so you watch it and it's dropping frames. And he can't connect because it's, I don't know, the way the input works. He can't have the audio play through his speakers. So it's coming through this tiny TV.
It was, dude,
not the way Nolan intended.
This
that's
is
for sure.
So sad.
But that said, fucking amazing movie. Holy
yeah,
shit.
I can't believe you'd never seen it.
I'm going to watch it again.
Bro,
I
how
loved
good
it so
is it?
Much.
Yeah.
It feels like quite quaint compared to... Yeah. Because did he make it?
It's between Begins and Dark Knight.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I said.
It's between Begins and Dark Knight. Obviously, second film with Bale.
And it was the one for him after Begins.
Based off
like,
a book that came out a few years earlier.
By Christopher, I was going to say Guest, but it's not Guest. It's Christopher someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus.
No, yeah, yeah.
Explorer. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Incredible Cornell. Film. Incredible film. And one that I think is often left off his list when people are talking about favorite Nolans.
Well, it's just, it does have a big wild twist at the end.
Yeah.
That I think rivals like Inception's like what the hell moment. But from a cast point of view, it is crazy.
You got Black Widow, you got Alfred, you got Batman, you got Wolverine, you got Gollum and David Bowie.
You got two Alfreds.
You got two Alfreds. Yeah, you're right. You got two Alfreds, you got David Bowie. It's crazy.
When Bowie showed
and a
up,
bird.
I was like, what the fuck, yeah. Bowie?
As Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
Insane. And then that day, a young man called Elon Musk watched it in theaters and said, I'm calling cars this.
Dad said that there is an Edison versus Tesla movie that came out a couple years ago that Benedict Cumberbatch is in.
Oh, right.
And he said, that's really good. It's called Current Wars or something like that.
Yeah, right. That sounds insane.
So I might watch that in the worst way possible with Dad soon.
That's insane. What a crazy... And even watching it, you're just like, oh, this is a Nolan movie. Like, starts with like, you know, out of time and like a scene that's kind of unrelated to the next scene.
Well,
explaining the rules.
I didn't look up who did the score, but that's like the biggest thing that makes it not feel like a Nolan movie.
Yeah,
it's like quite an understated, like quiet score.
Great film.
It's so good. And like at first I was like, oh, Bale's kind of miscast as this.
David Julian did the score, who composed early films of Nolan. So he did
Memento, I guess.
Memento and this. Yeah. And then sorry, Hans Zimmer. And now he's dumped it.
Zimmer do Begins as well or just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It was Howard Tomlin. No, it was someone else. The first one is two people.
Right.
And then Begins onwards. Sorry, Dark Knight and Rises is just Zimmer.
It fucking is great movie.
But Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard.
As it started, I was like, oh, Bale.
He also did The Dark Knight as well. James, yeah, right, okay, sure. Newton Howard. It was a duo. Fucking crazy shit.
But I felt like Bale felt like a little bit miscast at first with like the, is it Cockney or just like lower class?
That's
like
his real voice. Yeah, I think. Well, he's Welsh. No. But then you have that reveal that there's DOS.
Oh my God, dude. What a fucking.
Spoiler alert for a 23-year-old
film.
A 17-year-old film.
It was fun watching it with Dad, who'd seen it a few times. You know how my dad is the ultimate Nolan rewatcher.
Oh yeah.
And I was like picking the twists and like kind of running them by Dad as they were happening. And he was like, oh, you're close. Like, yeah.
And then Wolverine just keeps fucking killing himself.
Wild to see him, huge jacked man in this movie. Like, and it was, I feel like, in between X-Men movies.
Yeah, I think it was post-3 and before Wolverine.
Like, why is the magician this jacked? Makes no sense.
He's huge jacked man.
Yeah. And it makes Bale, who is like in between two Batman movies, look sloppy for some reason.
Bale is like one of the best.
Oh, he's amazing. He's incredible.
He's
in that movie.
Such a good actor. Like, he's just one of the best.
Yeah. But like, I love like how it's like them just fucking each other's lives up.
Yeah,
one
they're
after
just like
other.
Magicians who
shoot
fucking...
when he shoots him in the shoots his fingers off and then
insane.
Like,
insane.
Like the reveal of how they had to mirror that injury like later in their movie.
It's great. It's just like getting drunk right.
Such a
chopping it off.
I mean,
is that it?
With a fucking chisel.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Sick movie. Yeah. So good.
I love it. I love that you saw it. I had no idea. I must have forgotten that you've never seen Prestige.
Like, makes me want to rewatch all these movies and be like, where does it sit? You know.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of been doing that lately with my Dunkirk screening and my Inception screening.
Yeah. What would your current like Nolan top three be?
It's so difficult. I mean, top three in no particular order. Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Literally just like one of the fucking craziest movies of the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still putting Inception in there just because that is like a flawless to me. It's flawed, obviously, but it's just like...
It's flawless to you. It's fine. It can be that.
It's just subjectively so cool. Flawless. Every cast member, the score, just the imagination behind that film, like dream heisting and just, it's insane. And they just explain it to you for the first third and then they execute it for the following two thirds.
Yep.
And, you know, surprise, surprise, Dark Knight. Just like still the you know, it created a... much, you know, Chris Nolan making The Dark Knight, and this, I'm not the first to have this thought, is like, you know, Robert J. Oppenheimer making The Bomb kind of led to some disasters, and perhaps the, you know, the world will never be the same again. But that film is head and shoulders above anything else in that genre, and just like insane. Yeah. Like, you know, British filmmaker takes Heat and DC IP and makes movie.
Sure.
And just like in everyone in that film, from, you know, Aaron Eckhart, obviously Heath Ledger, but everyone in that film is just firing on all cylinders. Gary Oldman. It's such a good film. Functions is a great standalone. It's one of the rare comic book movies I find that's just like a standalone entry, because
even though it's in the middle of a trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, totally, but it's just so standalone. Like, it's just like Batman's been around. And I guess The Batman kind of reminded me of that too, where it just felt like a run.
I feel like you can't say the same thing about his other Batman movies.
No, you can't at all. Yeah, I mean, the first one is about him becoming Batman. And the third one is about
now
him.
That he's set it up, I can't wait to see what else is going to happen.
And the third one's him not becoming Batman. Yeah. You know, it's about him like living life outside it. It's just such a rare like standalone day in the life of, like, week in the life of Batman. But I mean, then there's also Tenet and Dunkirk. It's so impossible.
The easiest for me is putting Tenet number one.
Yeah, I love that. That's
just
so
like
sick.
For me with movies, like, when I think of like ranking them, it's not about like which one of them I think is like objectively the best or whatever. It's how much do I want to watch them right now? And if you suggested, what if we stop recording
watch
a podcast
Tenet.
And watch Tenet, I'd be like, yeah, let's
think
fucking
do
it.
That tonight.
Yeah, man, I wish I didn't have to DJ tonight.
I got the 4K. I got like hours of special features.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know, it just...
We live in a twilight world.
I just have such a... Even though I have, like, you know, I've seen almost all of his movies post Dark Knight. Yeah, no, all of his movies past Dark Knight in the cinema. And, like, it felt like, you know, like a big event to go do that. Although, I was just remembering this morning that... like,
remember our Tenet viewing, just you, me,
well,
and
that's Noon? That's one of my favorite viewings of a movie.
You, me,
ever.
Noon at it, like, you, me, the and Ritz Noon. And no one else there. Maybe, like, four other people in the dead of COVID.
No, wasn't it, like, a full cinema?
No, it was pretty dead.
Okay.
It was like peak COVID.
Right.
It was like risky.
I remember wearing a mask like and it, for the movie, and then us going for beers at like a pub around the corner.
And it was
afterwards.
Like a 3 p.m. session on a Saturday. And we
no,
got
it was nighttime.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. I thought it was afternoon on a Saturday.
Maybe it was like 6 o'clock maybe, but we got out and it was 9 or whatever. And I remember like...
I'm going to queue up Tenet now so I don't forget.
I had so much I wanted to like... discuss about the movie, and I just felt like Noon had all the answers.
He did. He knew it. Yeah, Noon is the Tenet tomb, the tome. The tome.
I fucking loved that movie, man.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. The only reason why I don't know, when I was rewatching Inception, I like Leo, and I get that you can't compare the two, but I think Leo, to me, it was just like a better, and, you know, lack of a better word, protagonist for me than...
Oh, no, the protagonist for me, like John, he hasn't been as iconic as that Tenet performance in anything else. But
no.
For me, when I think of him, he is that character.
Yeah, he is.
Whereas
he is
Leo,
the protagonist.
It just feels like, oh, Leo DiCaprio is in Inception.
But I just love the plot.
Also,
I
he's just cool as shit.
He is
I don't
cool
think
as hell.
Leo is cool in Inception.
I like he's like, I've got to like, you know.
What a cool fucking movie.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
It's so difficult
like,
to understand.
And ask the question, what if dudes
the
were
best,
cool?
The best thing about Tenet, my friend, is Batman himself, and not Christian Bale, but Robbie Patts. Remember how fucking good he is in it?
I thought you were going to say Travis Scott.
No, he is also the other Batman. It's
my
a movie full
Batman.
Of Batman, isn't it?
What's our boy from The Bear doing in this Apple TV series called Fingernails? Is
and
it a movie?
Riz Ahmed, who you're probably going to call someone else. I just saved you then by
thanks, brother.
Saying his name before you do.
Is it a TV show? Oh, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
Fingernails.
Anna and Ryan have found true love together. It's been proven a controversial test.
Is it called Fingernails because... Riz Ahmed shoots off the bear's fingernails
so.
in a magic accident.
Yeah, I'd say so.
How cool that it's just like,
well, look, it's lumping it next to Eternal Sunshine and Her, and in terms of let's see what this clown did. Apples.
What the fuck? The director of this movie has only ever done one other movie, and it's called Apples.
Unfortunately, it's not a CG film like Eggs. Yeah. In case, for those who
but
are
the
wondering.
Picture is a guy whose head is being...
Yeah, I guess that's a metaphor. Okay, this looks like a film
extremely
made in his
European.
Native
Greek.
Tongue. Greek.
Greek.
There we go. Fingernails. Cate Blanchett
Nicu.
Produced.
Yeah. Okay.
And got the man himself, the bear.
And the man himself, Luke Wilson, is
Luke
in this movie as
what
Duncan.
The hell? Oh my God, I missed that one. Luke Wilson, voice of Batman. Did you see that trailer?
What?
There's like
that new animated one.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Just that like, was Luke Wilson? That's crazy.
Yeah, Luke Wilson's Batman.
Finally, Luke Wilson is Batman.
Finally. And James, Uncle Ewan from, I can't remember his surname at the moment, is Alfred.
Who's Uncle Ewan?
Uncle Ewan from Succession.
Oh, yeah, right. Mad. Cool.
Great cast.
James Cromwell?
Cromwell. Cromwell. That's right.
Look at that.
Very British surname, isn't it?
Yeah, even though he's Australian to me because he was in Babe.
Yeah, Farmer Hoggett. Farmer Hoggett. Why do you think he called it Farmer Hoggett?
We'll never know. Anyway, look, I saw Tiger 3. Let's get this conversation back on the road.
Yeah.
Although I forgot. I didn't talk about. You know who cooks the hardest in The Prestige? Michael fucking Caine.
Of course, yeah, he's amazing in it.
He just yelling, "Oh, you're bloody! You know, you're gonna ruin the bloody trick."
He's like, he's with Christian Bale, right?
What's that?
Is he working with Christian Bale?
You know, he's actually. Jackman and Kane v. Christian Bale.
Two Bales and a Scarlet. Who's Scarlet with?
Both. Well, she starts with... Man, you should watch this
That's
shit again.
Right. I haven't seen it for years.
Yeah, let me set it up so you can watch it in the worst way possible.
Do you know a place where I can watch it on a phone? Plugged into an analog television.
It would
television.
Be better to watch it on the phone because it wouldn't be dropping frames as
yeah,
much.
And it'd be like, you know...
And probably the
phone
audio,
screen's
the
way
audio
better.
Would be better too.
Yeah, everything about it, man. That kills me that your dad's watching a
but he's like, yeah,
filmmaker
my,
who's...
My dad has watched Tenet like 10 times that way. So funny.
So psycho.
Yeah, at the very least, I'm going to give him my old Apple.
It's insane I how divisive Tenet is.
Yeah, I don't get the like. I definitely understand people who think Tenet is stupid, but I think it's cool that Tenet is stupid.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing about it. That's its strength. That's literally its like superpower. Is that it's like, yeah, what if going backwards? It's so sick. Art Prestige. There we go.
Look at that shit.
Fucking so good.
ScarJo is really good in it.
Yeah, ScarJo's great in it. Yeah, that's Tom Cruise.
Feeling and, yeah, when Circus rocks up and he has like this goofy smile.
Yeah, he's like the assistant, isn't
he? Yeah, Tesla's assistant.
Tesla. Oh, that's right. Rebecca Hall.
Yeah.
That's right. She's like the chick in Iron Man 3 who went to like school with Tony Stark or something.
That's her best role.
Okay.
Ludwig Göransson was in that. Was in The Prestige.
Nah, that was Tenet. It was cycling back through.
Fuck, I love Tenet.
Man, I love Tenet. I wish we could just pivot to a full-time
Tenet podcast.
Tenet cast.
Well, yeah, it would be great because HeyFam would record a normal podcast and then PeyFam would just be HeyFam backwards.
Yeah, and we just put that shit on and go, it makes sense of it. All right, Fingernail sucks. It's got like 60 on the Roddy Tomatoes.
Roddy Toms.
Roddy Toms. It's got 60% on the Roddy Toms.
But it's got Cousin in it.
No, yeah, it does too. Well, speaking of Cousin, you got to speak about Tiger.
Tiger, what was your segue going
to
be?
Well, the rumored Fantastic Forecast about to be announced now that the strikes are over and Cousin is the thing.
I hope that like the rumor is that they're not making a Fantastic Four movie.
I hope the rumor is that like, sick. Yeah, they're like, by the way, these four people are not cast in this film because
or like,
it's
yeah,
not
we're
happening.
Just, we're just going to make an animated movie that has no connections to anything. That would be mad.
So the
superpowers don't look stupid.
Dude, that'll never happen.
Fuck.
Not as long as our boy's around.
Fuck this cinematic.
Not as long as our big Kev's around, brother.
Yeah, Kev.
Big Kev here is doing. He's doing 4D chess.
Well, actually, they did. I haven't watched it yet. They released a trailer for What If Season 2.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna order some calamari. Yeah. Sit back. What is it? What if I didn't wear a hat?
What if I wore the Ms. Marvel hat to the Eternals premiere?
Yeah. Damn.
Anyway.
And now, a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tiger 3, man, a movie that I had a great amount of fun with. So like this is the first two Tiger movies and the first war movie.
Mm.
I think have like small ties. They're basically like, you know, like Indian secret agent.
Yeah.
Action.
Indian James
action,
Bond.
Action
book. Remember how his first Tiger is almost like a romantic comedy. Remember he's like pretending to be someone else and is like going to a school.
Well, spoilers. That's still my favorite of the Tiger trilogy.
Yeah.
Tiger 2 is very, dark, very right? dark in parts and like a lot of like, just like unnecessarily dark ends for a few of the characters yeah, and sure. like, and
so the first one's like if they made it like an English version, it would probably be Hugh Grant would be in the role of Tiger.
Yeah,
or something.
Totally.
You know what I mean? He's like kind of trying to like score, but he's trying to be like, is he pretending to be a uni professor or something?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's insane. It's an insane film.
He's pretending to be a student.
That's
so
right.
He can learn about a uni professor.
It's so wild.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
But after War and Tiger 3 had these like small connections, like I think it's like the same, you know. It's the same like secret agency.
Yeah.
The agency is like the same in those movies.
Oh, that's right. And they have like a Nick Fury guy who like you know is like here's your mission.
I don't even know if there are like the same character.
War is in Pathan who gives people missions.
So yeah, Pathan was when they were like, you know what, shared universes are all the rage. Let's link all these things together. So Pathan, which came out earlier this year, even though it's setting up a totally new story about a new secret agent, at one point halfway through the movie, he gets rescued by Tiger.
You see a scarf drop in.
The best fucking one of the best moments.
One of the great. Reveals of cinematic
one of the actors from War is in the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiger, like when he like fucking vamooses from the movie midway through it, is just kind of like, well,
see you in my movie.
I have something else I might need your help with later on this year. And sure enough, Tiger 3 came out this week, and this one is like the fun parts are really fucking fun. The mm-hmm. fun parts are like stupid winking at the camera action that that's my favorite shit from the Fast movies. You don't really get it anywhere else besides the Fast movies and this movie. And
like a good Fast movie is when a director is like, cool, I know how dumb these are. Let's get Kurt Russell to like give people missions while drinking beer and everyone knows how dumb these are. And
yeah,
the Rock
exactly.
will flex out of, like they, it's when they know it's dumb.
And like in this one, it's like, yeah, what if like, Tiger and spoilers Pathan escape a jail over an impossibly long bridge that gets blown up by a bunch of helicopters, which they take down by throwing motorcycles at the helicopters.
That's so sick.
For like 15 minutes.
That's so great.
That's by far the best scene in the movie. That's is their team up. I am like now I'm now quite privy to the rivalries that exist for Indian stands of certain male Indian stars.
Okay.
And
is it kind of like Rock and Vin Diesel, like, and they're like, this guy, you know, do these Indian stars have in their contract none of them can lose a fight and stuff?
So a lot of younger fans think that the guy who plays Tiger is an old fucking loser.
I mean, he kind of is, right?
Yeah. And whereas they love Pathan,
well, he's
actor,
like
so
handsome
much,
and young,
who
and
not only was in the very successful Pathan earlier,
he was
this
also
year,
in
he's the lead in
Jawan
which is on Netflix now. I haven't watched it yet, but people say it's really good.
Yeah, he's
and both of those movies seem to have had a better first week than Tiger 3 has.
Tiger's kind of old as hell. I mean, that first Tiger movie is over 10 years old.
Yeah,
I believe.
I love the guy in it. He's stupid.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason,
I love him.
Midway through this movie, it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Tiger is, it's a dark franchise and like a lot of these characters are going to meet really sudden, grisly deaths.
Yeah.
And all right, do you care if I spoil some things for you?
No, I'll see it, but I'm not like plot invested.
I don't think it matters. Like the fun of these movies is the spectacle of seeing it on sequences. The big screen.
Can I just ask something? Was there an intermission?
Fuck yeah, of course there was.
Thank God.
7 minutes.
Cool.
It's only a 2.5 hour movie, long movie, but you get a 7 minute intermission.
Oppenheimer, Killers of Flower Moon, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch this whole thing. 2.5 hour movie, go outside.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's the culture of movies in India.
It's the culture.
You get that intermission. Yeah, you get the, not only do you get the 7 minute intermission, but you get a cliffhanger in the middle of the movie that you can't wait to see resolved after a quick snack break.
What did you get?
I got nothing. I got more gum from my pocket.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the intermission, Pathaan shows up and saves Tiger in a similar way that Tiger shows up and saves Pathaan.
Love that.
But it's way funnier, way sillier, way more over the top. And just sets up like, oh man, I just want a movie of these guys being fucking stupid heroes.
That'll happen, right?
And they're making tons of meta jokes about like movies being flops and like, well, that's why I wasn't in this because that movie was a flop. And like, there is this fun rivalry between the two, not just the characters, but the actors that they really work into that scene. but yeah, then the movie like gets quite dark. And like a bunch of characters from the second Tiger movie show up and they become part of the cast. A few of them get like fucking murdered in cold blood in really awful ways. The villain, the main villain of this movie, I got a screenshot so I could show you. He looks like a certain pop star that's been pretty prominent in our lives this year.
Oh, sick.
I wonder if he's going to stand out to you straight away as which pop star.
Oh wow!
Straight up looks Idol. Like looks like The Weeknd.
Yeah, yeah, real Idol energy.
The Weeknd is the villain in this movie. But also it's like really funny watching these movies where they're like, you know, made in India, and every single one of them is like, well, fucking Pakistan has let a terrorist on the loose again.
It's always Pakistan.
And India needs to save Pakistan again. Yeah. Like yeah. But I feel like it's like. Yeah, Pakistan is these movies like Russia or
yeah,
like
Russia,
nameless
China,
Eastern Europe country.
You know, any country that's not America.
Well, no MCU movie has been bold enough to be like China's the enemy yet.
No, not yet. No, they film them in China.
Yeah,
yeah.
They rely on Chinese box office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They rely on it. Yeah, China can never be the villain. Remember, that's where Vision was made. I think Vision was made in China.
Yeah. But
I'd like if he had a made in China thing on like. The bottom of his foot.
Do you remember in the like instead of like Andy?
Yeah.
In
yeah, just like
Woody has
in
Andy,
China
it just
thing.
Says China.
Yeah. On the bottom. Property of China. China killing device.
But the do you remember how in Tiger 2, I think he saves a suicide bomber, like
yes.
a kid who's a suicide
yeah,
bomber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that kid is a teenager in this
That's
movie
awesome.
Now.
He's and like the kid in Iron Man 3, remember,
yeah.
who shows up at Tony Stark's funeral.
But he not only is he like running a safe house that Tiger shows up at
sick
midway through the movie, but he also joins the team after that. And he gets captured, but then we found out that he actually meant to be captured because he's going to... fucking suicide bomb the enemy.
Oh, okay.
And so he fucking, yeah, he commits suicide via blowing himself up.
This movie sounds
to
crazy.
Save Tiger. And I was like, that is like,
that's fucking, a great
it's like plot. Dumb as shit, but yeah. like, it's awful. Like what a shitty message.
It's like fridging the boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like don't be a suicide bomber unless you're helping Tiger.
Unless you're stopping Pakistan terrorists. Yeah, yeah. Pakistani terrorists. Wow.
But after the movie has like a pretty like fun big finale, but then you get this fucking bonkers post like mid-credit scene, which is essentially like the Ronin subplot of Endgame, like where Hawkeye had been like during the blip, where he's just like
killing Japanese
Yakuza.
People. Yeah,
it's like that, but it's the main hero from War, who of all yeah. of these movies, he's my favorite.
The guy who has his face swapped.
Yeah. And it's like him, basically he's like, you know, in order to be the hero, you have to become the villain.
Awesome message.
And it's so fucking sick.
It makes no sense, does
it? Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's like him, like he takes the hood off at the end after he's like murked like 40 people. And then he has like this grin on his face and like, man, give me that movie now. I don't even know if it's going to be War 2 or whatever, but like...
Wars.
It's just so funny because the Tiger movie is named after, is called Tiger, named after the hero.
Yeah.
Pathan is named Pathan. No, that guy's name isn't War. It's Kabir.
Wars.
I guess you can't really call a movie Kabir. But
why not?
Well, I guess you should.
Because you can.
We had a kid named Kabir in my grade and he was a fucking dork.
You could call it Kabir. This guy, this movie could rehabilitate that kid's image.
It's true.
Yeah, no, War's cool though. That's a name.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
I love War.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think I liked Pathan the most because it's the one I saw in the cinema.
Yeah, totally.
And I was just like laughing.
Pathan's the most fun.
Just have like jetpacks at the end. They're just like, and they're like fighting on trucks in Abu Dhabi at the start. And like,
I wish that like they put less effort into setting up this realistic real world scenario in which the action scenarios have to take place.
Yeah.
RRR is so good because like
it's just like,
there's a war and but this friendship will transcend the war through a series of action montages.
Mm.
This one is like, you know, oh, you need to do this now because this person has like betrayed their country. But
the real question is which one of these YRF spy films will be the first? Will they wait till number 9, do you think, to go to space? Or do you think India's space program is feeling confident enough to get these fellas?
I mean, it depends.
In the stratosphere.
Is there a Pakistani space programming too?
Well, if there are, then they need to go shut it down.
Exactly.
In space.
Yeah. But look, I had a great time. Definitely go see this movie on the big screen if you can. I reckon even go see it if you haven't seen any of the other ones.
I think so.
It will make you want to go see the other ones.
Just that's fine.
You only watched the first Tiger before seeing Pathan.
Yeah,
right?
And then totally works.
Fucking
fine.
Mainlined all the movies like in 3 days or something stupid.
But unsurprising.
Sure. I mean, me watching a bunch of movies is surprising, I guess, but that is one of the few cinematic adventures that is positive.
Have you watched Pluto yet?
What's that?
Have you watched Pluto?
I think you said Cluedo. No, I haven't watched. No. I haven't watched either.
Either.
Either Pluto, Cluedo.
No,
Pluto.
I've only watched Pluto, not Cluedo.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could, you know.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
Good times.
Great times.
You gonna read the manga?
I am, but I'm gonna read his other ones first. Okay, cool. The plot is, you know, still
yeah,
in
mirrors.
My head.
Yeah, I can't. It's when I finally sit down to watch it, it's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be a great time.
Yeah,
this is the podcast where we talk about how good things are gonna be when we do it.
I mean, you generally just do things when you feel like it.
Yeah, it's kind of my. Like, I have a devil may care attitude.
Going like
I have a certain what you would call a rock and roll approach to every facet of my life. So
for a lot of people, I feel like you see like the people lamenting the fact that movies are long and shit like that.
Whereas like, I'm like, that's my secret cap.
Well, no, if that's my secret, I'm always
my
a
movies
long
are
movie.
Always long.
No, I mean like if it's at the cinema, I can always be like, okay, I'm going to make time to go to the cinema, and that will be my outing. And because, like you know. Because there's not cleaning that I need to do in the cinema, it will have my full attention.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm at home, I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't really sit down in front of the TV unless I'm putting washing on the line or like, you know, working on the kids' school lunches and like that bullshit.
Not on my radar.
Even like playing video games, I find easier to do than watching a movie at home sometimes because it's like, well, I can't fold the washing while I'm fucking got a controller in my hand.
No, man, I wish I had. No, I'm glad I have none of those problems. I'm like, cool. 6 o'clock, time to watch 2 movies back to back and put my AirPods on and noise canceling on so I can't hear anything or be distracted. Remove
That's
my
great.
Watch, turn my phone upside down and locked in.
Here we go. Yeah.
Dialed the fuck in. It's so good, dude.
Hey, on that note, I have been playing a lot of Spider-Man 2 and I'm having a great time in all of the open world bullshit missions.
Yeah.
And then
so fun.
Fucking feels like I've taken the slow motion drug during all of the story missions.
Right, which ones?
Well, I'm like quite early on still. Like I'm probably like even though I've played 10 hours, I've like done every Prowler mission that's available to me. I've done every found all like basically anytime something shows up on the map, no matter how far away it is, I'm going there and I'm getting that collectible.
It's so
and
fun.
Then but then I have to go do a story thing and it's like, you know, oh the teacher's being kidnapped or
remember them.
I just find like especially the Peter story is like with Harry is just like it's very sluggish to get started, like the like, you know, the throwback to them getting like sneaking into the school and shit like that. I'm just like, oh,
it
just
felt I like that. Cruel. It was kind of like Uncharted vibes.
And then one day I know I'm going to do one of the missions and it's going to be a fucking Mary Jane, like,
oh, baby.
Sneaking around.
Oh, baby. You got a few of those coming.
I'm not looking forward to that shit at all.
She just like shoots people now. It's crazy.
But dude,
they make up, she's like, she trained in with a Silver Sable or something now. It's like moves.
Flying around. The best. Yeah, like I probably would have said, oh no, Spider-Man doesn't need that. If someone told me that you could fly in the next one.
It's so good.
It's the best.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're more gliding.
Yeah, which kind of makes it more fun though.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, you got to like time where you do things and you get your little boosts. It's so fun. Love it. I platinum that. I mean, like we said, Insomniac Games, you know, one of the most enjoyable studios to platinum. They make it very easy and, you know, fun.
How do you think the story for this game compares to the first one?
Maybe the first one I like more. I like the Mr. Negative plot and like May. Like, what happens in the first one?
The first one, I think, from a story point of view, is like very strong.
Yeah, it's super strong. The auto stuff's great. I do, you know, I guess this one's strength is also its weakness, where it's like balancing two Spider-Men.
Yeah.
Their plots haven't seemed to, you know, they do intertwine. The Harry stuff's cool. The Kraven stuff feels a bit tacked on after finishing the game. Like, I get it, but, you know, the big thing becomes like a Venom subplot.
Sure.
But, you know, the first game balanced two villains. This one does. This is the better game. Story-wise, probably the first.
Okay.
But there's some good moments. I'd like how much of the first game is like referenced in this with like villains and really cool.
Yeah, and I like all the Sandman stuff. I love finding that
Sandman stuff's
crystals.
Great. Yeah, Sandman stuff's great. It's sick. The side missions in this are actually way better. It's not that annoying. YouTuber, remember there was that like vlogger?
Dude, that they were the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The side missions in this are much better.
Help all the people escape from the burning building thing where you have a little spider mech.
Yeah, that's sick. That one's great.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so good. It's such a good version of Spider-Man, this game.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, such a cool version. Both Peter and Miles, just like both awesome as hell. The actors are great. Love the universe. It's awesome. It's such a cool Spider-Man universe.
And like, I love all of the goofy side missions you do in the school as Miles. Yeah. Like the homecoming proposal.
Yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
And like,
yeah. The photos or the video
and
shots.
And rescuing the mascot. Like,
yeah, it's great. I love that. Really that fun. Stuff was fun. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like so over-leveled for how early I'm in the game I am. Because I've just been doing every little moment of side plot or like or crimes.
Yeah, it's great. I couldn't put it down. I like had stopped Wonder for a while to just like platinum Spidey 2 and just the now finished Wonder. I've got like a few secret world.
I just have
a lot
less patience for PlayStation storytelling.
Sure.
Than I used to.
Yeah.
Like when it happened.
I mean, I guess that's AAA storytelling. It's not like...
I mean, it's definitely very specific to their first party releases though.
Like, I guess Microsoft would have that problem if they made games.
Exactly.
But they don't. They just... they don't make games. They've made like... They make car games like Forza where there's like plot.
They even bought a bunch of studios who then stopped making games.
Yeah, like, it's insane.
And like, you know, like the game they invested billions into, Starfield... You know, it's been and gone. People aren't talking about that game anymore.
That game did not hit.
Crazy.
That game did not hit.
Sorry, Phil.
Sorry, Phil. Yeah, that game did nothing.
Your best friend Jeff Keighley it announced a bunch of nominees for the Jeff Awards.
What have we got? Game of the Year? Is that one of them?
Yeah.
What is that like? Tears of the Kingdom.
Spider-Man 2. Mario Wonder, which is surprising.
Wonder.
I personally, if we're going to put two Nintendo games on there this year, I would put Pikmin 4 above Mario Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Wake 2 mm-hmm. is there. Baldur's Gate 3 mm-hmm. is there. And then there's one more that I'll never remember.
Awesome. But yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, but it's not Starfield.
No, it's definitely not Starfield. Don't worry about it.
The Starfield bros are taking a huge L, aren't they?
I mean, they've been fucking... choking on L since the beginning
of
time.
It's insane that game like literally came and went.
Dude, crazy. Like, even like...
They were yapping about that game for so
Bethesda
long.
Bethesda diehards who were like, this is all I've ever wanted in a game. It's like, you know,
they're like,
a massive RPG that's endless because it's in space. I just feel like whenever anyone's like, oh, it's an endless space game, you
I'm
know
like,
that
I don't
game
want
is
that.
Gonna suck.
Yeah, I'm like, I want like restrictions so the game's enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of enjoyable gaming, Mario RPG Day today. Very excited to
downloaded
dive into
it. Looking forward to getting into it. Looking forward to hearing that score again. One of the best.
I'm looking forward to hearing
Nintendo
that voice
scores.
Actor trying to figure out They got some if new Mario's in this one.
I don't know if even does it, cuz they hadn't it wasn't until like the Mario and Luigi games that they started doing that.
Gibberish. Yeah, maybe. Mario voice. Who knows? I know you can switch to the old 16-bit score in this.
The fucking score goes so hard.
It's going to be crazy. I only ever played it emulated on my iMac, Bondi Blue iMac, because it didn't have an official release here on Super
It came
NES.
Out on the Wii.
Sure.
What was it called? Virtual Console.
Virtual Console.
I played it there.
So I played on my keyboard with a Super NES emulator. Even though I had a Super NES, there was no PAL version of this game, I think. Or at least it wasn't released in Australia.
Bro, talk to me about emulation. I played an hour of the Evangelion Nintendo 64 game last night. It is so fucking good.
God tier?
It's like for a Nintendo 64 game, the cutscenes and even just like all of the different dialogue and audio that comes through
How did they do it? How do those maniacs fit it on that cartridge?
It's insane. So like, yeah, like little so you're basically fighting all of the angels as Shinji in Unit 1.
Yeah.
And yeah, your moveset is pretty limited, but it feels like that's on purpose because you're meant to like fucking eat a bunch of shit so then Unit 1 properly awakens so you can rip the angel
apart.
So you
go berserk mode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As you take damage, Masato-san like pops up and she's like, oh, Shinji-kun! And then all the other guys from Nerve showing up, like talking about doing different readings. It's entirely in Japanese, but I know what they're saying. I've seen this garbage.
Yeah.
It's really good. In terms of presentation, from a gameplay point of view, it's pretty shit, but like presentation wise, it is like one of the most amazing looking Nintendo 64 games.
I remember it being announced when I was like an Ava head as a teen. Well, still am, but I mean, when I was first Ava head and just knowing that shit would never leave Japan was such a bummer, and it was so hard to get imported games under like $200.
Yep.
And couldn't play them without a converter or whatever. But yeah, I it's bizarre that I've never actually played it or downloaded it.
Yeah, so I've been playing. I've fully set up a bunch of emulators on my PC now, and then I've connected. I actually got the Kirby wired Switch controller.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, which actually sucks because playing a Switch that's wired,
it's insane.
Like a controller that's wired. So that's, but guess what? They just announced a wireless Kirby controller.
Thank God.
So that's getting to Archie for Christmas.
My own house.
And then I've taken the wired one and I'm playing. Cool. I've connected that to my PC, which is, that's fine to have a wired controller, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I've been fucking around. It's a really good PC.
Yeah, it's Unit 2, baby.
It's crazy as shit. Yeah, that video has hit like 1.5 million views on Instagram, and
really
most of the comments are calling me a pedo. It's pretty great. Mean,
and that rules because that's exactly what it is. It's the perfect kiddie porn surfing computer, isn't it?
A lot of people are telling people to they great PC, don't want to see your search history though.
That's funny as hell.
Great shit.
Well, look, speaking of great shit, we have
Angus is going to the toilet right now.
No, I'm not. I'm empty, baby. we have a whole new episode coming up that we're going to record straight after this one.
That's insane. Where can I find such a thing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. If you just open your browser of choice or you download
Bing.
The Patreon app, you can find the Patreon app via Bing, via DuckDuckGo, via all the great search engines that we love to use, including Google.com. And you search Hey Fam on Patreon for $5 Australian a month.
You could even just go patreon.com/HeyFam.
You could do that if you want to do it like, old school before there were search engines, take us back. You can get you can join our beautiful Hey Fam community for the low, low price of $5 US a month.
They're calling them Famsketeers.
They're calling them a lot of things. Famolinos, family, familia.
Famaroni Rascals.
Yeah, the Famaroni Rascals. The Famet, which is like Tenet.
Oh, great. Yep.
I guess.
Famenheimers.
Yeah, Famenheimers. All of the good ones that we can think of. If you have more, bring them to the table in our Discord.
Just pay $5 first.
The biggest thing is you get another episode every week. Every damn week.
And all it costs is $5 US a month. And
that's crazy.
That's what gets you access to not just the new episodes, but the old episodes too. And
guess what?
Hundreds upon hundreds of hours.
We're in the midst of finding out if... We've got an announcement that we're making on PayFam.
We've already announced it so many times, but this time...
No, but this time it's happening. Can you check your email? See if you've got someone saying like it's... Oh, the Hey Fam email. I haven't got it on my phone.
I haven't. No, I got one saying something
It doesn't
else.
Say it's approved yet?
We have not had approval yet.
All right. Here we go.
I've got to confirm my email address.
Oh, okay. That's probably stopping us.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, look, anyway.
We might have an announcement.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. Come through, dog. Come through.
Come through.
Hi, everyone. Loki back again. I hope your ears were as blessed by that episode as mine were. A bit of a shorter episode this week, but you'd have to be some kind of frost giant if you're upset after listening to such divine perfection. I can't wait to hear what those two mewling quims get up to next. I'm going straight to patreon.com/heyfam to find out immediately.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.